Sorry, I cut you off there.
That's all right.
I did. I watched that. I saw the people approach Nick this weekend and say, man, look at you. You lost some weight. I'm standing right next to him, okay?
That's your old news.
Nick has lost almost 26 pounds, according to his squeeze.com spot. I'm still, even if I've refattened a little bit, I'm still well over 100, okay? You're gonna compliment. I'm standing right here, okay? I'm standing right here.
Oh, I'm sorry that they didn't give you a compliment, Jason. Do you want me to give you a compliment?
Yeah, sure.
You look, that color suits you on your shirt.
What is this? Teal?
Yeah.
Good teal?
Yeah.
All right.
Brings out the red in your face.
This is one of the, it's a jiggly shirt. Some of my shirts I'm less jiggly in. This one accentuates my jiggliness, which I don't love, but it's fine. It's fine.
It's okay. Color's nice.
Chicago Bob tweets at the Morning X says, so, is it just me or is Jason deliberately trying to get fired? Does it seem that way? Am I making it obvious? Okay. I'll have to, in terms of unemployment benefits, I'll have to hide my steps a little more carefully. Cyber Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. I'm not trying to get fired. Now let's flippantly address drunk driving.
Okay.
Can you drunk drive that is where I'm going here. This is
Are we testing something?
Well, just like because obviously you can drunk drive a car.
Mm-hmm. Obviously you could.
You can drunk drive a boat.
Obviously
you
shouldn't.
A plane?
Probably, yeah.
Denzel Southern Washington pilots. Flight? Is that what that thing is called?
Is that because of the alcohol or the cocaine?
I never watched that movie. But he was drunk, right?
And yeah.
Tractor?
Yes,
any machinery?
All right, hang on. We're going to do this at the end. Let me do this story for you. There's a 56-year-old man in Japan who drank 8 beers between 7 a.m. and noon. Man, that's the sweet life. Golly. That is doing it, my guy. 8 beers, 7 a.m. to noon. And I don't know. Maybe these are motivational beers because while he was all messed up, he decided he was going to clean up his place. And while he did so, he found a drone that he hadn't flown in a while, says, let's take this thing out, crash it through his neighbor's window.
Oopsies.
Drone through the window. Nobody was hurt, but the police showed up, and he admitted to them, never admit anything, Meddy, okay? Don't give them any evidence.
We've learned
that. That's what Jamie Belasia would tell you. Is he the DWI guy?
He's the DWI dude?
Dude. The
it's
dude,
not
right?
The one who rocks? I forget. That's David Colby.
He admitted to the police. Drinking and droning. Don't drink and drone, kids. Designate a droner. Now, he was arrested. This is against the law. There's a law on the books in Japan. And according to this story, apparently says in New Jersey as well, that you are not allowed to operate a drone while under the influence.
Specifically a drone.
He is the first guy to be busted for it in Japan. Could face a fine of up to $2,700.
It's
against the law in Japan and New Jersey to operate a drone while intoxicated, which led me to, can you drunk drive that? Apparently, you can drunk drive a drone with said car, airplane, boat, locomotive.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, anything with that's motorized.
Well,
what about a canoe? Is that drunk driving?
If it has a motor, if it's a motorized canoe, if it has like a little engine on it, yes.
So is that the rule, is motorized? Because I know the golf carts, we see stories all the time about like old folks, communities, golf carts, stuff like that. That's you've been to Port Aransas? You've been to Port Emily?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, like
that's a big thing.
You rent a golf cart and then you just zip around the island with it. And there's lots of people out there who are like, oh, this isn't a real car. No laws apply here. Not just the drunk driving laws, but I can drive on whichever side of the road I want.
Can you get a golf cart that turns into a boat? I want it's like on land, it's a golf cart. Like on the water, it's like a pontoon, a little mini kind of
duck boat, golf cart edition.
God, I don't want to live in Port A.
But is it the motorized thing? Because what if you got a golf cart, but it's like Flintstone style, powered by Fred Feet?
I think that you're okay. I'm not sure about bicycles.
I was going to say, what about scooters? That's a common thing.
Anything that you have to control, I believe, is the issue. Like riding lawnmower, if you convert like a lazy boy chair on some wheels and a motor, That's driving while chairing.
Now, Emily just said scooters. Those rentable Limebird things.
Oh, yeah.
Those remember are like when that prime was like, drunk
that was
driving.
The biggest problem in our lives was how our town was being uglified by Lime scooters everywhere.
Do you remember the picture?
And then we couldn't get chicken sandwiches, and we were like, this is so much worse. And then we had a global pandemic, and it was like, okay, I guess these are real problems.
Yeah.
I guess these are.
Did you see the picture of whenever the scooters got really bad in 6th Street, and they piled them all in the middle of 6th Street?
I remember
that picture.
I
saw it in real life, and it was just a giant pile of scooters.
Can you get busted for drunk driving a Limebird?
I have seen people almost get hit on those multiple times because they were drunk.
Okay,
they're so unsafe.
But luckily, there's a little thing when you go into the app that says, "Hey, are you okay to drive?" And you say, "Yes," and I'm also wearing a helmet, and so nobody would abuse that.
What about a skateboard?
If it's motorized,
say. But you said bicycle.
But you said,
I said I wasn't sure about bicycle, but horse. A horse, I'm pretty sure you can get drunk while horsing.
Well,
that's an animal. I feel like that's
motors oftentimes are described in terms of horsepower. So does a horse, if it's got one horsepower motor.
And you're handling an animal while intoxicated.
I think the idea
is
that
different law.
If something can go crazy because you're too drunk to control it and like crash into something. So like a bicycle, you just fall over. Like
you could get hit.
Well,
yeah. If you run somebody over with your bicycle while you're intoxicated, how about with that in mind? How about like a mini trampoline?
Like for exercise?
What if I get wasted? I see a mini trampoline and I'm like, guys, check this out. And then I go pounce on it like I'm an NBA mascot.
Did you just find one like in an alley downtown somewhere?
I just see a mini trampoline and I like go jump on it. But then I land on an old granny and break her hip. I just drunk drove that trampoline.
I don't think so, because that's not driving. You're not moving. Because I feel like to drive, whatever you are on has to also be moving. Mm. So, like, the trampoline, sure, you're moving.
How about...
But whatever you're on is...
I got you on that one.
Okay, what?
Merry-go-round.
No.
If I...
You're not controlling the merry-go-round.
If I...
Somebody else is.
Let's say that I take Bumbleito to the playground because he's 13 and loves going to the playground.
I like going to the playground.
Okay, Bumbleito and Emily.
Yeah.
If I take you guys to the, I say, hey, everybody load up in the car, and I'm going to drive you guys down to the playground, I'm wasted. If I crash the car and you guys both die, I go to jail. Intoxication manslaughter.
Yeah.
Let's say we get lucky and make it to the park.
Yeah.
All right? Then I put you both on the merry-go-round. I start firing that thing up at ludicrous speed. I'm too drunk to understand how to smartly operate the merry-go-round. You guys both fly off, die, intoxication manslaughter again, right?
But it's not drunk driving.
That's just being weird.
I Googled bicycles. There's no actual rule, but sometimes they can argue that it's just under the standard DWI thing. Yeah.
Are you getting ideas? Is that what this whole thing is about?
For the record, when I kill you and Bumbleito on a merry-go-round, they'll never catch me. You'll never prove it.
Yeah.
You'll never prove it.
Yeah.
What X? It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. And Zachford and Braunfels tweets at the Morning X, says, merry-go-round doesn't go anywhere. It goes in a circle. Only it had a name to imply that it did that. Yeah, I see what you're saying there, Zach. But so what? Like, if I get wasted and drive my car around that blight on our community roundabout at 51st and I-35, God, I hate that thing. If I just drive around in a circle all day long while crushing beers, and the officer pulls me out, I'm like, sorry, I'm not going anywhere, just driving in a circle.
I feel like this ends with you being arrested yelling, it's not a DWI!
The law offices of Zach from New Braunfels say I'm allowed to do this, because I'm just going in a circle. You can do it, man. 101X. It's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends, Nick and Emily, and we are live on YouTube right now. If you want to hustle over to YouTube, it's 101X Official. There will be visual aids that go with this segment.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to see the look on Emily's face when I accidentally say the C word in a second. Because the C word is important to this segment. A follow-up from a thing we did last week. Mm-hmm. This is about how Emily and her people, her generation, are... Just have decided that the world revolves around them, and anytime it's not servicing them, they need to go out and say, hey, what the heck is going on here? You had a Facebook friend who wrote a particularly annoying to me message.
Yeah.
We all decided that she was the worst. He or she was the worst. Which will I say first, the C word or this person's name that I now know? I don't want to say her name.
Do not say her name.
There's a follow-up now, but read the first message first. Here we
go. Okay. So here's the first message that I stumbled on when I logged in. Just letting everyone know, I'll be doing a full-scale sweep of my friends list sometime tonight or tomorrow. It's nothing against anyone other than the fact that either we don't talk much or there's just a lot of you who I don't really know or much associate with anymore. I do love and care for all of y'all. However, that's why I hope you can understand when I say I've got a lot going on right now and I need a cleanse circle when it comes to social media. So, that being said, if you want to survive the great fairy friendship rapture of 2021, like or comment. I don't know. It might save you. It might not. So, spoiler alert, I did not like her comment.
Yeah, but you made it.
But I made it.
Yeah.
I checked in the next day. We've been doing a couple of live updates.
You.
Checked in. I was like, yes, I made it. Mm-hmm. I have not spoken to this woman
now,
in like
again,
a while.
Let me just, I understand now something. I saw that Social Dilemma movie that the social media is negatively affecting some people's mental health in an extreme way. And if you feel like getting it off or tidying up your friends list is something that's going to help you, I got no problem with that.
Oh, yeah. It's messing me up. I'll be honest.
But this whole...
when I see stuff like this, I know I messed up.
This whole, like, Hunger Games style, who is going to make it, who's not going to make it, like or comment.
Yeah.
It's really just somebody saying, hey, shower me with prayer. I need to... shut up. Shut up. You are the worst. But in fact...
And it's funny that people like were commenting underneath it and they were like, I know we haven't talked in a long time, but sure, I just want to let you know I really care about you. So please don't do this. Da, da, da. Yeah, no.
I hope that she weighed in and she looked and says, deleted.
Yeah.
and still removed them.
It's always weird for me seeing people communicate through Facebook because I'm like, this is just for me to be Facebook friends. So I don't have to actually talk to you and keep up with you in real life. It's like, we're Facebook friends. You have kids. Yay.
And out of all the social media, Facebook is the one that I use the absolute least. Mm-hmm. So it's just funny because the people I add on Facebook, I'm not really wanting to talk to you. I'm just waiting for that one day whenever you get brought up in a conversation. I'm like, oh, do you want to see how ugly their kids are? And then I like pull up a picture from Facebook because they're friends, Facebook friends.
Well, your ugly C word friend was not done there as you sent us another message from her. This is this past weekend.
Yeah, I texted you guys this past weekend. I said, guys, the second rapture is about to happen. So this was the second announcement. It says, all right, this is the announcement for the last wave. Again, here we go. Apocalyptic.
Were we just situation. In the primaries last week? What happened? This is the real.
This is the real one. I am still cleaning out my friends list. I already removed a lot of you guys. No hard feelings to those who I have already and do plan on removing. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying. Sorry, these are really. She typed terribly too, which is hilarious. I'm just trying to make Facebook a more
your terrible messages.
I'm just trying to make Facebook a more positive and actual friend-filled platform. So, with further ado, I'll be cleaning up my list.
Without further ado, without
no. So with further ado, I'll be cleaning up my list more tonight. Like or comment. It might save you. It might not. I don't know. I'm just at a point where it's up to others, whether they care enough to continue to be legit friends or not, for me to keep them in my circle. I've just reached out a bunch in the past and got nothing back, so I'm trying to see if others are seriously willing to do the same. And I want to clarify, this doesn't include those who I obviously still talk or engage with.
Oh,
y'all,
you guys are,
y'all know who you are. Y'all know who you are. Anywho, hope y'all survive the great fairy draft of friendship, ye heathens.
Now I want to try and
report this person for something. Find a reason.
Be fair to her.
Jesus.
If she says I'm going to do it later tonight, maybe it is with further ado. I don't know. She's obviously the worst. But here's the thing. This is the real question that we have to answer. How much do we have to pay Emily to get her to call her the C word? Because when she sent this on Saturday night, I said, I will give you $20 if you just comment, delete me. C word.
She doesn't. Okay, but
and Emily
she,
said no, and no. Then Nick said I'll throw 20 in as well, and Emily said no.
Yeah,
$40. You won't just write delete me C word. You don't hang out with this person. You don't care.
That's true. But all, at the same time, does $40 justify calling her the C word?
I'd do it for free.
No.
Okay. If the FCC would allow it, I'd do it right now. Okay.
I need to raise the stakes a little more. We have mutual friends. You know, I've got a reputation to
I think
hold.
Your mutual friends would only become more popular
yes.
in their eyes. They would
you
applaud
think so?
That decision.
If they
They'd
were,
say,
if
finally,
they were...
someone said, delete me. C word.
I bet you all these mutual friends will also chip in $20. Like, people are waiting for you to stand up to this person
but
to rise to the occasion.
Me?
Because she's being
why
terribly
me?
Pretentious and obnoxious and unbearable, and it needs
she
to
is.
Stop.
Oh, I agree. I completely agree. If you're going to delete people off of Facebook, just do it. Why do you have to tell people?
Because
like,
she needs attention.
The
she doesn't
time.
Care about this. She wants the positive reinforcement comments of like, oh, you're going
to... That's right. She kind of says it in the post.
Yes.
She's like, I've reached out previously to see if anybody...
Yeah.
And you did not respond in the way
you know
that
this
I
means?
Care for.
This means all of her friends already found her a pretentious C word. And that's why they won't talk to you.
What's the price, though, Emily? Everybody's
What's
got their
the
price.
Price.
I remember a former producer of the show, sometimes occupier of that chair, Katie, uh-huh. I was like, she's a vegetarian. I was like, how much to eat a chicken wing?
Yeah.
And she goes, $5,000. I was like, if I pull out a $100 bill right now, are you going to refuse it? And she goes, okay, I'll do it. So everybody, there's a price.
There's
By the
a
way,
price.
She did it. Do I understand correctly? Katie jumped ship on vegetarianism
yeah,
for free.
Yeah, yeah.
Good on you, Katie.
And apparently has a boyfriend.
Good job.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Know.
No. Let's see.
$100.
Okay. Do I have to call her the C word?
Yes.
Can
yes.
I like?
You
can
have
I like?
The
make
words
it a
have to be exactly
price?
Caps.
Can
Delete
I, no,
me,
no.
comma. See you next Tuesday. Okay. It has to be those
okay,
exact words.
I can knock off a couple of hundreds if I don't have to call her the C word.
That's the whole point of this. What do you? The,
I don't know.
What
delete me. Delete me is a pretty good.
Delete me.
Pretty good.
Like that's pretty outgoing.
I kind of like that, but it's just
delete
not as
me.
Good without the C word. All right, delete me. C word is the perfect response.
I don't want to get canceled. Remember,
who's gonna cancel you?
I'm part of the cancel generation.
It's 2021. You can say C word now.
No, you can't.
I think
you
can
can't C-word. Say C word now. Okay, give this. Okay, price. I'll raise you. So if Katie said 5,000, I say 10,000.
10,000? Did you delete me, C word?
10,000. I've got student
loans. You missed
loans.
The point of that. She said she settled
loans.
For $100.
The yeah, listeners so have already might, thrown in $120, Emily. You're up to $160.
So okay. I might throw... Okay, so then I might end
right.
up settling for 5,000.
I know that there's like dogs dying out there and fly-faced kids in Africa or something that need your money, but get at us. How much will you pitch in to the delete me, C word fund? Emily refused to accept our bribes. She's got a terrible Facebook friend who wants to clean out her friends list. I want Emily to comment, delete me, C word. Say $10,000. Get out of here.
$10,000. That is my price.
Zach from New Braunfels says, what about delete me, you pretentious attention whore?
Mm.
I mean,
that
okay.
was a little
it's
too detailed.
The brevity of
yeah.
the C word.
Delete
that's
me,
beautiful.
C word. It's Lady Kyle says, as a lover and frequent user of the C word, I'd have to say this is more of a dumb B situation. You're saying she did not raise the, she did not get move to the level of C word behavior?
No,
Are you
I mean,
me?
I think she's, I don't think she's C word ready.
That's, like, she's not C word worthy?
No, I don't
get
think
out
so.
Of here.
I don't think she's a bad person. I just think that she's saying stupid stuff on Facebook.
Austin says, I'll chip in $5 because it's just a word, a fun word to say at that. You guys got to raise your game. A couple of $5 pledges here because, what, Eric?
Yeah, come on, $5.
Eric is in for a C-note.
What?
C-note for a C-word.
Hey.
That's like an awesome name for a charity already.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Ryan says he'll throw in 100. Let's do it, man. Come on.
Let's
come
do
on.
It. At in Hajda at Venmo. I don't know why those are Emily's Venmos, but.
No. My Venmo's Earth Toast. Throwing that out there.
I think I'm going to go do it. Is her Facebook public? I'm just going to go right in on there. What X? It's the Morning X. I told you earlier how Mark, Blink-182, stage 4 blood cancer, says the scans look good. The chemo is working. He's going to beat it. Can I now say some insensitive, unairable things?
Sure.
Blink-182, Matt Skiba from my favorite band, Alkaline Trio, is now in Blink-182. That band Look, Travis Barker, plane crash, almost died, burned off his tattoos. Mark Hoppus, stage 4 blood cancer. Tom DeLonge, arguably the worst of any of them, possessed, probed by aliens. Do I got to get Matt Skiba out of Blink-182 to preserve the future of Alkaline Trio?
Uh-oh.
Is he perhaps in danger?
I feel like he's like when you transplant a good organ into a bad body. I don't know what the metaphor is, but like he's going to fix it.
Oh.
He's going
to bring that
well,
Alkaline
that music,
Trio energy.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Right? Two albums since they put out, their best ever, since Matt Skiba's been in the band.
Matt Skiba's got the good.
Fight me, Blink fans. Mm. Fight me.
No, gut.
Good gut health?
Gut health, yeah.
Hang on, you're doing the thing where they take somebody's healthy person's poop and stuff it up in a sick person?
Yeah.
Why you gotta make everything terrible?
Ew.
Okay?
Sorry that I equate Matt Skiba with poop.
I was doing a flippant thing about a man with stage 4 cancer and somehow you said the worst thing. You said the worst thing in that.
Sorry.
It's the Morning X, Jason Dickens. Punk rock physicist tweets at the Morning X, says, if Skiba dies, who will inherit his Nazi memorabilia? Yeah, don't pay attention to that. He's got some weird things about him. Look, man, artists sometimes come from weird places. They have toxic things. Tarantino, Louis C.K. Seems like I'm a fan of a lot of them. Why? Where did that come from? What's up with that? You know what? Let's take that part out.
Yeah, why don't we dive deeper into this, Jason?
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. What does it mean to be a Longhorn? Wrong answers only? This is a real topic. What does it mean to be a Longhorn? I'm interested in graduate Emily's answer. Coming up in just a second. Hold on.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. What does it mean to be a Longhorn? Keep thinking, Emily. Keep marinating.
All right. I'm thinking.
Because in this particular context, it means having way too much money that you can just throw around $1 million on nothing. On basically nothing. You know what I'm going
to... That's close to what I think.
You know what I'm going to need here? Our next witness, the prosecution calls to the stand, faux woke Nick Hajda. I'm going to need your virtue signaling ways on this one. Are you ready, buddy?
Go for it.
The eyes of Texas. Racist? Not according to that one committee.
Oh, yeah. They got to the bottom of it.
Yeah. So, the eyes of Texas, we've been on this for a while now. The players didn't want to say it racist. And ties. Maybe Robert E. Lee say that. I don't know.
And they literally create a separate yet equal band.
So, the university that the President Jay Hartzell, he commissioned a committee that would include former Longhorn athletes, historians, professors, students, 24 people on this committee who would investigate and come up with a report on the eyes of Texas. And before that final report that came out, which, by the way, said that the song was, quote, not overtly racist, end quote. Even though it had some ties originated in racist times, the song is not overtly racist.
Is there like a last pages report where they talk about how it's like kind of racist? It's like not overtly, but subtly.
Yeah.
They just like ripped that one off and threw it away.
One of the people on that committee was one Brad Dutzer, a Houston consultant. Says here he helps organizations with everything from company culture to crisis communications and branding. Said consultant, this is according to a open records request from the Texas Tribune, was paid $1.1 million.
Just to say words.
Just to be on a committee with, I guess, 23 other people who I don't think were paid at all. Mm-hmm. I think we're just there to offer their perspective and voice of reason. And $1 million consultant was along for the ride, in which they decided that the song was not overtly racist, right?
Hmm.
I mean, he's a professional. He's a consultant.
So you got to pay it off.
As it's been explained to me, got to listen to what the consultant says, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Listen to what the consultant says. Now, the $1.1 million, first of all, the University of Texas has more money than they'll ever be able to spend. So $1 million on something stupid, who cares? Okay?
I mean, more honestly, money than they'll be able to spend but can't pay the players. It's just too expensive.
They can pay the players, but it's not fair, okay? You know why?
Mm-hmm.
TCU can't pay the players, all right?
Oh, that's...
Baylor can't play the players. Texas Tech can't pay the players.
It.
Yeah. SMU can't pay the players. Louisiana Lafayette can't pay the players. We're looking out for the rest of the college athletics, all right, man? The
University of Texas looking out for the little guys.
It's going to happen soon where they're going to just start paying the players, and Texas is going to be like, okay, we win. We're going to crush you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay.
We're going to do it, buddy. So, could you have spent your $1.1 million on something better and more useful? Yeah, of course you could. Did this consultant didn't land on the committee because you had already decided what you wanted the committee's final word to say? Probably. Mm-hmm. Probably so. But this is the fun part. I thought they pointed out it's not just to be on the committee. He got the $1.1 million. He was paid that for, let's see here, revamp the image of the alma mater, along with broader organizational projects, including new communication and engagement strategy, and my favorite, defining what it means to be a Longhorn. Emily, wow. You graduated from the University of Texas in, I don't know, what, like
2019.
Six months ago? 2019.
December of 2019. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Class of 2004.
Yep.
FTW.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds so old.
I'm sorry.
I feel old.
Oh, I just see your face just getting worse and worse. I'm sorry.
He's about to call you the C word.
I mean, what would be worse if I said that I also graduated in 2004?
Yeah, I don't know. It's fine. It's fine. That's why I want your perspective. I know what it means to be a Longhorn in my generation when I was there. What does it mean for you, Emily? What does it mean to be a Longhorn?
It means paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for a degree that
Hundreds of thousands?
Yeah.
You didn't spend hundreds of thousands. Tuition has gone up, I understand.
It's gone up.
Multiple hundreds of thousands?
I'm not disclosing this information.
See, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, when I'm arguing against paying the players because you got a full ride, I will make the cost of attendance. I'll include everything, like every last packet of ramen that you eat. Look, whether you were going to college or not, you were going to eat ramen. Should that be included in the cost of education? Does it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to the University of Texas?
I mean, all in all, including the books, including everything, my tears, everything, aww, everything. Yeah, and just to end it out by graduating during a pandemic and being jobless for a long time and not using my degree for what I'm literally talking for my job now, which is great.
Well, you couldn't have gotten this job without a good degree.
Yeah. Oh, good.
You're relating to the public, small percentage of them.
Yeah, but I guess true, deeply in my heart, what it means to be a Longhorn is, since I never lived in a dorm, mooching off of my friends that had too many Bevo bucks at the end of the semester so that I could get free food. That's what it means. I love those Bevo bucks.
Do the Bevo bucks expire?
Yeah, they do.
Like, so you, you
at the
get
end
money
of the semester
to the school at the beginning of the semester, and then if you don't use it, it goes away. The school just keeps that money?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, this is why they have $1 million to hand out to a consultant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
So by the end of the semester, my friends would be like, "Emily, do you want to go get lunch?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah." And they're like, "Okay, it's on me. Also, do you want to go get dinner tonight and maybe dessert?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." So I was fed for my entire sophomore year because of those friends. What it means to be a Longhorn.
Is today Tuesday? Hell yes.
Yeah.
Tuesdays was the day we'd go to Gumby's because they accepted Bevo bucks, and my friend Jeff would buy me pepperoni rolls in exchange for the beer that I bought him on the weekends.
Nice.
Because he's a kid and didn't have any money.
See?
And, I mean, he was surely 21.
Don't do the math.
He didn't have any money, but his parents had loaded him up with Bevo bucks. You can't buy Bud Lights with Bevo bucks, but you can buy pepperoni rolls half price on Tuesday at Gumby's.
Exactly. See, that's what it means to be a Longhorn. Bevo bucks. And Matthew McConaughey. But he's going somewhere else now. He's trying to do the government stuff.
You're right,
So now it's back to Bevo bucks being the most important thing.
If you were to answer that question, what does it mean to be a Longhorn? And you said, I don't know, something about Matthew McConaughey. That's not the worst answer.
No.
It's not the worst thing ever. System is broke, man. Tweet at us. What does it mean to be a Longhorn? It's the Morning X, Jason Dick and friends. Esla Mike. Is that what you want me to call you, Mike? That's confusing. South Lamar Mike? Tweets at the Morning X says you can cash out Bevo bucks, but you have to request it. They just don't give them back. Also, being a Longhorn means crying at 2 a.m. in the PCL.
Oh, whoa, Mike. You hit me hard.
You spent some sad nights at the PCL?
Oh, I spent some depressing nights at the... My favorite was whenever I would get so hungry and depressed, and the only two places that I could afford to eat near the PCL was either the 4-4 at Jendy's, Jester Wendy's, or the Taco Bell Cantina for the dollar menu. And so then I would walk over to either one.
What's wrong with those places?
Get my sad little dollar meal, sit eat it, cry more in the PCLY study. I'm like, I'm never going to pass this class. Yeah. And then proceed to give myself terrible digestion.
Oh, no.
I've seen people puke in the PCL because they've been there for so long.
I didn't spend a lot of time in the library, but occasionally I'd go in there and I'd see a guy who just looked like he'd moved in. Like he's been there for several days and is just miserable and a wreck. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? I should have made you in radio.
You could easily sleep there. I definitely have.
I didn't spend a lot of time in the Texas State Library, but that's because that's where you went to go hook up because you didn't want to have sex in front of your roommate.
Oh, ew.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative Rock all day.